Right. Good evening, Chief Jordan with the police department. I'm here to ask the city to pass the resolution.
At the most recent Oakland Public Safety Committee hearing, Police Chief Howard Jordan was booed as he took the podium. It's evidence of the frustration some Oakland residents feel towards officials these days. With the murder rate at a six-year high and a sharp increase in violent crime over the past year, Jordan was at the meeting to try and reverse those trends. He requested that the city hire a consultant to devise a crime reduction strategy. But his choice was controversial. Former LAPD Chief William Bratton has been widely praised for lowering crime in the cities where he's worked, L.A. and New York, but he's also a proponent of aggressive police tactics like stop and frisk.
Councilwoman McElhaney astutely pointed out last week that her son is more likely to have a gun put in his face by a person with a badge as a person in a hoodie.
Why are you trying to make a policy for stop and frisk?
Police officers are the law. Police officers enforce the law. I am sick and tired of one phrase, quote, unquote, racial profiling.
People without jobs, people working two jobs.
Early this morning, the Oakland City Council voted 7-1 to hire Bratton as part of a consulting team after a meeting that lasted past 2 a.m. The police department is under intense pressure to reform. It narrowly avoided a federal takeover late last year. In addition to hiring Bratton, officials have agreed to hire a court-appointed compliance director who will oversee and direct the department's progress on many issues. One of those is officer-involved shootings. Since 2010, there have been about 5 incidents every year.
This stop and frisk thing, I think, will blow up in you guys' face. I think you let this go on, there will be people killed, or kids will be killed in the streets of Oakland.
Adam Bluford spoke at the city council meeting last night. He's the father of the late 18-year-old Alan Bluford, a Skyline High senior fatally shot by an Oakland officer last May. Inconsistencies have plagued the Bluford case from the beginning, and it's just the latest of similar cases. As it struggles to make yet another round of policy changes, what will it take for the Oakland Police Department to regain community trust? KALW's Kyungjin Lee brings us this report.
They walked out and meet some girls, supposedly. And that's where they were accosted. The police rolled down on the wrong side of 90th Street, pulled up on them with lights out, jumped out with their guns drawn.
Adam Bluford and I are standing on the driveway of 9230 Birch Street, the spot where his son, Alan, died on May 6, 2012. It's about 2 blocks from where Oakland police officers Miguel Masso and Joe Fesmier first saw Alan and 2 friends. In his mind, Adam Bluford goes back again and again to that night.
This is where my son was died at, right here.
Right in the sidewalk.
Yeah, right on the sidewalk here.
81 clear. 8-14 clear.
That night, the cops are on duty, patrolling their regular beat in Deep East Oakland. Alan Bluford and his friends have just finished watching a boxing match nearby. The officers believe one of the young men has a gun, so they approach.
They asked the young man had they heard some gunshots or anything. Alan and his friend said they did not.
The officers handcuff one of Bluford's friends, sit the 3 down on the sidewalk, and start looking for a weapon. All of a sudden, Bluford takes off running. Masso chases after him. Bluford points a gun at Masso as they run from 92nd Avenue onto Birch Street. This is according to a report released by the Alameda County District Attorney's Office. The officer thinks his life is in danger. I was scared, he says later. It scared the living crap out of me. Bluford and Masso end up in front of a red and white house on Birch Street where a party is taking place. Again, according to the DA's report, Bluford points his gun at Masso. Masso feels threatened. He shoots. What actually happened at that point isn't totally clear. Masso says his first shot caused Bluford to fall into the front gate. But people who saw the incident say Bluford tripped and fell into the fence before being shot. Initial news reports were just as confused. Several outlets reported an exchange of gunfire between the two and that Bluford shot Masso. In the end, none of that turned out to be true.
There have been things presented as factual information that later turned out to have changed or things that the department never said to begin with.
Sergeant Chris Bolton is the chief of staff for Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan. He says there was confusion in the initial moments after the shooting. He says many officers responded to an emergency situation knowing a fellow officer was down and that a gun was recovered at the scene, but nothing more.
I think what officers at that scene that evening did was draw what appears to be a fairly obvious conclusion, but an incorrect one.
And Bolton says, from the beginning, the police knew they didn't have all the facts.
When you review the crime reports, there are inconsistencies between witness statements.
And there are still questions, like, why didn't Masso turn on his lapel camera? Why was the gun Bluford supposedly wielded found 20 feet away from his body? And why was his fingerprint found on the inside of the ammunition magazine, but nowhere else on the gun? Again, OPD's Chris Bolton.
I think that those matters deserve more review, and they deserve a fair, impartial, objective, thorough review, and not my or anyone else's assessment.
Drawing incorrect conclusions is a problem for the Oakland Police Department. In the past 3 years, the department has had 18 officer-involved shootings, and the people affected are angry. This is what Oakland City Council meetings sound like a lot these days. Things got so heated recently that council members changed the rules for public meetings. But people are still upset. For one thing, the police department's internal investigations remain inconsistent. A recent independent report found that cases where facts are disputed, like Alan Bluford's, are the cases in which OPD exhibits, quote, the most deficiencies and the least inquisitiveness.
Have we been really doing reform for the last year, 10 years, really, have we?
Alla Simmons is the CEO of Youth Uprising in East Oakland.
Because I don't think so. I think that we've been doing, let's rotate the chief and let's have the violence prevention new structure du jour.
She says part of the problem is that the department hasn't had any accountability to the community it serves, even as it enters into the 10th year of court-mandated reform.
We've got one of the lowest rates of police to population per capita of any urban area. We simply don't have enough police to police. The police that we have are not trusted or respected. We have a horrendous closure rate on homicides. We've got federal oversight because of our poor practice of profiling.
Oakland should know who the new compliance director will be by the end of January. This person will be tasked with overseeing police reforms and authorized to make big changes in the department. For real change to happen, it has to be someone both sides can trust. That's a tall order for a city like Oakland. Alla Simmons says outside oversight is both a threat and an opportunity.
I think that the danger of importing people in is that they can see the problems that we have and give us their informed opinion about what we need to do. The question is, can we also create an environment in which they get to understand us deeply so that their solution is suited to what our needs are?
And she says the community has a critical role to play in changing the current dynamic.
Do I approve of the performance of their departments? Absolutely not. Do I have an obligation as a community leader to be engaged with them towards improvement, though, improving those outcomes? Absolutely. And so there we have it. Like, you have to be a part of the issue in order to be a part of the solution.
There are still 3 pending investigations into the Bluford case. 2 are internal OPD probes. The other is by an external Citizens Police Review Board. And that's not including any investigation the new compliance director might perform. The Bluefords are pursuing a federal civil rights lawsuit against Officer Masso, Chief Jordan, and the city of Oakland. Back on Birch Street, Adam Bluford is still haunted by his son's death.
It's horrible. It's horrible to think that my son laid here and died by himself that night. And knowing his last words, he's saying, "I didn't do anything."
We may never know what exactly happened the night Alan Bluford died, but at least some community leaders are optimistic about the potential to finally turn the tide within OPD and come out of cases like Bluford's with more answers than questions. In Oakland, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.